In this session, we are talking about how a man becomes more peaceful around women. That matters because many men are not actually at peace around women. Some men become overly excited and talkative, performative, self-conscious, lustful, distant, or guarded. Others go quiet because they are afraid of being seen. But an organic Christian man is learning something different. He is learning how to stand near women without losing his center. That is one of the clearest signs of growth. You do not become a different man because a woman enters the room. You do not need to inflate. You do not need to shrink. You do not need to mentally consume her beauty. You do not need to panic about how you are coming across. You do not need to perform masculinity. You can remain grounded in Christ. Peace around women begins before the moment of interaction. It begins with formation. If a man has built his identity on female response, he will not be peaceful around women. If he needs women to notice him, admire him, desire him, or affirm him in order to feel significant, he will not be at peace. If he secretly fears women, resents women, or over-idealizes women, he will not be at peace. Peace grows when a man receives his life from God. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. A man's identity is not created by a woman's approval. It is received from God. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, For God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. That verse matters here. Many men think confidence means power without fear, but biblical confidence includes love and self-control. It includes steadiness, ordered desire, and clarity. So what does peaceful confidence around women look like in real life? First, it looks like physical steadiness. Your body matters. Slow down. Breathe. Stand upright. Do not collapse inward and do not puff yourself up. Let your body tell the truth. You are a man made by God, standing in a moment that does not need theater. Second, it looks like mental clarity. Instead of letting your mind spiral into fantasy, comparison, or self-critique, return to truth. This is a woman made in God's image. I do not need anything false from this moment. I can be present, warm, clear, and honorable. Third, it looks like relational simplicity. Many awkward interactions become awkward because a man loads them with hidden meaning. He is not just saying hello. He is wondering if she likes him, how he compares to other men, whether he sounds impressive, whether he looks strong, whether she could become his future, whether she is above him socially, or whether he is failing the moment. That is too much weight for an ordinary interaction. Peaceful men learn not to overload simple human moments. Fourth, it looks like speech with shape. You do not have to create a perfect impression. You do not have to generate charisma. You can speak simply, listen well, ask normal questions, and stay inside the truth of the moment. Fifth, it looks like inner dignity. Women are not prizes, threats, or approval dispensers. They are image bearers. When a man remembers that, he is freed from much of the strange energy that makes him awkward. Attraction is not the enemy. Disorder is. A woman may be beautiful. That does not require you to become mentally chaotic. Peace also grows when a man accepts that awkwardness is not always a crisis. Sometimes you may feel a little nervous. Sometimes you may misspeak. That is not the end of the world. A peaceful man does not worship smoothness. He values truthfulness more than polish. This matters in friendship, courtship, marriage, work, public leadership, and in ministry. A man who is peaceful around women is less likely to create confusion, less likely to flirt thoughtlessly, less likely to become dependent on female attention, and less likely to act out from insecurity. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either. Peace is stronger than performance. What not to do? Do not try to build peace by acting cooler than you are. Do not use detachment as fake strength. Do not stare, scan, or obsess over appearance. Do not overtalk because silence makes you nervous. Do not treat every woman as a test of your worth. Do not confuse adrenaline with connection. Do not let attraction become mental chaos. Real peace is not pretending women do not affect you. Real peace is learning how to remain ordered, embodied, and honest in the presence of women. That is part of becoming an organic Christian man.